Prayer she prayed is real prayer. Now, I'm anointed now a couple times. The Lord anointed me. My wife anointed me. Come on, y'all, I preach to you now. Oh, yeah. I had the clock thing down. You know what I'm saying? I was going to be ready, but she anointed me before she left. Man, it'd have been tomorrow morning before y'all saw me. I was touching and talking to angels. All right, y'all go to church and you do all that other stuff. You think it's the Lord? I can preach with you. I go into another whole message. Some of us think it's only the Lord that anoints you. I got a blessed wife that anoints me in the name of Jesus. Are y'all ready for the word? But I was anointed prior to getting. Yeah. I can preach now. I feel that. But I thank God in all honesty, amen. I really apologize. True. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, woman of God. Thank you for that. I was going to say 5 minutes and all that, but that was too long. Anytime after 7, it wasn't 5 minutes. I was gone. Man of God, God bless you, Pastor Mitchell. It's good to have you in the house, sir. We thank God for your presence. This is my covenant brother, amen. He's up in Aurora, and we thank God for having him with us tonight. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Let's go ahead and get into this here. This is my last installment on dealing with this spirit of faith, amen. You know, we had dealt with Superman, amen. We was recognizing how that God comes in covenant with us, amen, by his spirit with man, and God come together, and you got a Superman, amen. Man is, without himself has no power to act like God. But when God comes up on a man, he can act just like God, amen. So we recognize that we have that going on, but then also we was dealing with when faith don't make sense. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm going to take you back because I'm going somewhere. Now, I'm going to preach so hard to you tonight. I'm telling you right now because I got to make up for that time I just messed up. So now watch this. Yeah, God going to redeem me, but I'm going to help me. It was the sword of the Lord and Gideon. Come on, somebody. So we're dealing with right here. God, I was ministering and God began to minister to me because my heart is that I want us to be at such a place that at any time, thank God, give my wife a hand of praise. Now, thank God for somebody that got a relationship with God when you really need them. Because see, what if she'd had to go on? Y'all finna deal with some stuff up here tonight. I'm talking about praying like you didn't pray. Praying past 10 minutes. Stand in there until something happened. Push. Pray until something happened. You can't come out in no 5 minutes. Come on, y'all. This situation ain't going to be no blah, blah, blah. I'm going to need you to hold my hand and get down on your knees and let's stay with it. Yeah. Amen. So I thank God for a wife that does know how to pray. Just like your wife. Amen. Just like your husband. But it was her turn tonight. But now I was dealing with this in terms of the pragmatics of faith. See, now this is your title. We're going to deal with the pragmatics of faith. Amen. But now watch this. In the pragmatics of faith, you have encapsulated in there is the practice of faith. See, that's two different things. See, you can be practicing faith, but do you know the pragmatics of faith? How does faith work? Because see, a lot of us been going to church for a little while. How many of us been going for 3 months? You've been saved for at least 3 months. What about 3 years? What about 5 years? What about 10 years? And see, watch this. We won't go on because some of us have been here longer than we've been here. But watch this. But the question is, do I know how to work faith? I ain't talking about the revelation of faith. See, because you can have a revelation but don't have no application. You can even have the application, but you don't know the pragmatics of faith. Can you break faith down and put it back together? See, because right now we're all in a situation where we're believing God. I'm talking about really believing God for some things, whether it's a problem, whether it's an advance, or just whether it's just a move. How many people just want to be involved in a move? I ain't talking about he moved on the church. I ain't talking about the sister that got up and tell a testimony every week. He moved on her. But how many of us can really gauge, go back and show where we were tracking and trusting God? And God moved. See, in order for you to be able to develop faith, you got to know, where is my faith? I'm going somewhere and I got to lay this foundation. So God's saying, I want to show you not only the practice, but I want to show you the pragmatics. I mean, how does faith work? Amen. Because you should be able to go right now and actually locate your faith. I ain't talking about, no, I'm waiting on the Lord. No. That's not faith. Because God really waiting on you. You know, like when a man or woman of God or any minister that's trusting God, they have to be able to locate and generate faith. Yeah. I'm talking about something can happen tomorrow, right now. Can you go and get in faith? I ain't talking about I hope God gonna do it. God knows my heart. Yeah, God knows your heart, but he know his word. Amen. So God want to know, do your heart know my word? I know your heart. You just trying to tell me, do I know your plight? Do you know my problem, God? All right. Are you ready now? Because see, God's saying, this here is going to teach you how to literally just stop, drop, and roll. Something happened right now. Children, I want to go to the game, but mom, them ain't talking about no new shoes. Can I go and get in faith? It's not limited to my parents. It's not limited to my age. It's limited to whosoever will. All right, go to Hebrews chapter 11. Are y'all here already? Because see, God's saying, I'm not playing with people anymore. Amen. Meaning, I'm not playing with you, never have been playing with you, but I'm not really playing with you anymore. You know, and I thought about Sunday. I said, Lord, help me by Sunday. Lord, have mercy on me to have mercy on the people. Because I know a couple of y'all say, Pastor whooped us Sunday. But you know what? I thought about this, and I did, and I prayed about it. Pastor didn't whoop you. No, really. I did not. Some of us is hard-headed. So God has to speak with a little more aggressiveness to you. And me and you have been talking a little while now. If you really want to track how long it's been going. And God said, now what I need to do is raise the tone of my voice. So you would take me a little serious now. Because see, I still love you, and what's been happening to you, been happening to you. And because I am your pastor, because I am your God, if I don't act in the nick of time, you could go through some things unnecessary. So I had to cut that out. Come on. Not that I'm hollering at you. Jesus was talking to Peter, and while he was talking to Peter, celebrating Peter because he had just obeyed God, he heard from God. This, listen, flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, Peter. This must have come from God. And while he was ministering, something came in right behind Peter and got up on Peter, and God had to speak around Peter and say, Satan. While he was talking to Peter, he saw something come up on Peter. Peter, I don't have time to do the protocol. Peter, excuse me, is it all right if I talk to the thing that just jumped up on you? Uh-huh. I'll deal with that later when me and you get back home. Say, The Lord rebuke. So Pastor just had to say, Sunday. Cut it out. I'm trying to talk to you, and you keep talking even while I'm talking. Amen. Then you're going to out-talk me. I know what I'm doing. This is how we've been. I'm not putting up with that. That's not how we're doing it anymore. Amen. So he bring us to this place here where now my faith is finna get kicked in. Because there's some moves that's right up on the heel of our life. That if I don't make this turn, I'll be in this place too long. So what I got to do is I got to bring you to the place of promise. I can't trust you're going to get there on this one. Let me get you there, then we'll deal with you. You can do what you do after. Because see, some moves are catastrophic Oh, I'm helping you now, huh? Let me. Some moves are catastrophic, meaning that this move is the Achilles heel to all the next four, five moves. So if I don't make this move correct, I miss four turns off. So God said, I don't want to even play with you on this one. I can deal with you on the next couple of them because we on the right street. You just on the wrong address. But if I miss this turn, you're not even in the neighborhood. You still where we used to be. Oh, come on, church. I'm trying to give you break down the heart of God. Because, see, sometimes we can be so concerned with being revelatory. I know I got a revelation. I'm not prideful. God talked to me. So it had to be a revelation because I don't, God talked to me. So I'm not confused about do I have one. But the objective of having one is to get the people to hear it. And get the people to respond and obey to what they heard. So don't make it complicated. Shout out about seven heels and four mules and a donkey. Man, what the heck is you talking about? What is God saying? Man, I ain't got time to be trying to. I got to go home and study out a seven heel and a mule. And I ain't got but two more days to pull this off. I just want, did God tell you anything? Yes. Just allow me to have my father. I'm trying to get this engine started. I just woke up out of anointed slumber. So I just don't want to run up on you, up under that. So I got to go up under this. I told you his gears up on this stick. Right. So now watch this. Are you in Hebrews chapter 11? Now. Boy, I can preach this stuff. It's feeling good already. I haven't even got in here, and it's jumping up on me already because it's revelation with him. Now. Everybody say, now. What I'm talking about is a now. I'm not talking about your last word. Boy, you better. I'm going to run and don't go nowhere and stop right here. I'm talking about now. Sean, this is a now word. I don't care what happened last time. I don't care who did it. I don't care how it started. I'm talking about now. The word you're hearing is a now. He said, because see, he had to go ahead and qualify this now because we know you was in faith, but I'm talking about now faith. Just stop right there. Because see, your last faith is not going to help you now. That's the word he's been trying to tell us because see, we still, if I haven't talked to him and been with him, I'm still in faith, but it was the last faith. He said, but I'm in a, because the instructions and what I need is, now. It's got to be conducive and indicative to, now. It's got to deal with the situation that's, now. I'm talking about the problem that came in 2009 and it's, because, oh, help me, Holy Ghost, my faith that I had then have already got me to, now. Bro, and now I need a, because see, this word going to work. How you going to get out of what you going to get out of? I got to hear a word.
Now.
I'm not talking about, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, that when the enemy came, and it was the proceeding word. See, you got to know what kind of word. I know you got a word. But it was it last year's? Was it last week's? Or is it a, my baby just went in. I want to know, have you heard him since?
No.
Don't come and tell me something you had on your shelf.
Yeah.
Something you got on your refrigerator. I'm talking about, did he talk to you?
Yeah.
See, there's nothing wrong with having a word. But predicated on the storm, is it a?
Because
I got to live on this one. I'm not just trying to, faith comes by. But I need a now word. Oh, no. Some of us right now on the brink of us, and I need a. So I'm going to teach you how to get a. I got to break it down so it becomes so pragmatic. This is pragmatic, meaning it's practical application. I need a. Because my situation is happening right. My confusion is right
now.
Oh, I'm trying to get you here. Because see, I'm going to get you out of the spiritual. Everybody is spiritual. But I want to know, have you heard from him? Because this is serious to me now. The move I got to make, I need to hear from him. And I need to know that this word is indicative to. Oh, break it up. I'm not going to go far up into this text, but I'm going to keep walking in. Now. Oh, Lord help. Now faith. It's alive. It's is. It's not, oh, it's not going to be a promise. Some of y'all finna see a miracle if you can grab a hold to a now. I'm talking about this is a now word. You can get with me next week and just preach something sound good. But right now I need to hear a
now.
Do you know anything? That's what you done ran up on. I was riding down the street. And the Spirit of God began to talk to me about what he's talking about. I said, God, you know, because a preacher has to have continuity. Ain't that right?
Amen.
A preacher has to be able to bring the text together and have a context. You have to be saying something,
yeah.
Not just talking.
Yeah.
And so when God talks, he's not fragmented. He's not schizophrenic. So you should be able to go back on the last word he heard and be able to bring you up to a. Because I've been trying to say the same thing all the time. I just said it in many different ways. But it's still a. God been talking to us. Because the changes that's going on is happening. Oh, y'all. And see, if I need to know, but I need to know, but I need to know that I'm in the wheel, so I need a. I'm driving this nail all the way in the ground. See, watch this. Because see, so many times we can look for the spectacular. The stuff that make my hair jump and my shoes wiggle and the room beside me move. I knew it was the Lord. God said, I'm not in all that. I'm in a. It's a rhema word you heard. I heard from God. Okay, now let's go ahead because I'm going to build this house, but I got to take these bricks one by one. He says, now what? That's your subject. Now faith, boy, if you ever get on her ears, if you ever get on her ears, I'm not talking about was, I'm not talking about will be. Sister Adams, it's a is word. You remember when it was shall be? Oh, help me. No, let's see, because if you can't track God, you can't trust God.
Amen.
I can follow him because I can trace him where I. Remember when it was a shall be and nobody believed that it was a is word. You went and bought clothes. Don't say I'm not the one. Don't play with me. You went and bought clothes because you was in faith because he told you it is done. See, if you can learn how to know him, you can trust him even when you can't hear him and you can't see him. I just know the Lord. I can take him at his word because he's a God that cannot lie. My question is, do you have a now word? Have you heard from God? I'm not worried about your problem. I'm not worried about how long you've been in there. I'm not worried about who said what. My question is, have you heard from God? God, did God say anything about your problem? Because you're walking in a now word, and a now word is a is. Now, it's good to get a shall be. Because I'm preaching flat-footed today. See, I told you I'm under that anointing now. But a shall be is a pretension of what shall come. It is a interlude of what shall happen. You know, you go down there to the movies and they show you a shall be.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You ain't seen the movie, but you're going to get a preview of a coming attraction.
Yeah.
But then on the 26th, they say it is. In your theater. God saying, It is. See, you got to grab this one now by faith. Whatever you trust in God, I don't care what they're talking about. I don't care how long. I need just to know it is. Because I had a preview of a coming attraction. The Lord spoke to me, God. Oh, Lord. My mouth get watery. The Lord spoke to me, and he showed me what is. I'm not ghostbusting. I'm not standing out here in vain. I don't have no vain imagination when it brought them clothes and thinking something going to happen. God showed me. It's going to happen. And I had to act by faith. What? And go get the clothes because it happened. Yeah. Well, they ain't let him go. They ain't do it. It already happened. Yeah. Oh, come on, y'all. You better learn how to walk in faith. Yeah. Don't wait till it happened to see that it happened. Then it didn't happen. Yeah. It was. I'm working hard up in here. God said there's some things that's going on right now. I don't care what they're talking about. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care who you afraid of what. You better understand if you got a word from God, it can jump, flip, turn, disappear. But when it come back, it is what it is. Because God said it's already done. See, faith is not making nothing happen. Faith is getting in on what already has happened. You don't create electricity. You just plug into it. You walk around with your appliance and your radio come on. And your microwave come on. And your fan come on. But if it ain't no electricity, I don't care what you plug in that wall. Ain't nothing coming on. Because it ain't is. Is that Ebonic and all that? Yeah, but I'm here to tell you, I don't care if you speak Japanese. If you got the answer to my problem, Yandika Baganda, speak it. Because I need the Lord right now. Well, yeah, I'm only going to believe you if you say it the way I want to hear it. I'm not going to believe you unless you say it the way we used to hear it. You will not believe it. Because let's stay in the text. Now faith is. The substance. I can work a little bit deeper. It's a substance of an unknown compound. I fight this thing up in the Holy Ghost. It's a mixture of a substance, of a compound that you just ain't going to find. Because I told you last week, faith don't make. Some of y'all trying to make sense out of what I'm talking about. I started out in faith. Get out of the sense. Can you see it in the spirit? Am I doing all right, woman of God? You're my first time visitor. I want to be real kind and nice, but I'm not going to back down. Tell the company we're going to have company today. The Holy Ghost is coming. Tell the company that the company said, I'm the company. I like to have fun because I want to live this. I want you to live it. It ain't nothing spooky, nothing all. You got to know how to operate it. So faith is. It says, now faith is the substance. See, it's an unknown compound. I got to put some mixtures together. I went to church, I'm in faith. I got a Bible in the Greek, I'm in faith. I got a Bible in Greek with three markers, I'm in faith. I got a Bible in Greek with three markers and I'm in faith. You still ain't in faith. Because now faith is the substance of things. Stop right. Is anybody looking for some things? Preacher, are we doing any good up in here? If I'm not no good, doing no good, help me, help me, help me, because he's doing better than I am. But faith is the substance of things. The Bible says, whosoever shall be dealing with a whatsoever. Whosoever includes you, you, you. Now, if he'd have said my name, definite article, I would have been a little more specific. Yeah. Pastor. Then that only means that unless he say pastor, I'm not even Bob. But when he said a whosoever, I don't care how long you've been in church, 1 week, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, you're included in a. And now he said, and dealing with a whatsoever. Does your problem fall in the category of a whatsoever? But he said, but whatsoever thing that's not of faith. I got to bring it around the corner. It's sin. So whatever I'm dealing with, I got to deal with it by faith. So now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things. So do you wait to see it to get in faith? Faith is the substance of things and the evidence. You already got the evidence because I told you it is. Oh, y'all better hear this. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Okay, are you right there? I'm just getting started. I'm letting you know right now. You should might well rock the babies because you're going to be here a while. Because you messed around and came in late. I mean, I was late. So we got to make up for being late. So I got to let the devil know he's still on time. Because even though he late, he's still on time. Yeah. Some of y'all don't think he's coming because it's been late. I slide in on you if you don't watch me. Come on now. I taught children's church for a long time. Some of us don't think it's going to still happen because he's late. But I told you it is before I was late. God told Abraham, you're going to be a father of many nations. But how are you going to be a father of many nations? And he got to go up here and the promise took care of the situation. God had to perform what he said. It wasn't what he said that was online. It was what he already said. Abraham, I made a promise with you. I don't care what problem is confronting you. What did I tell you? Now, I'm late according to your clock because you're under pressure. But I'm still on time because I've still got the word. God says, I'm on time even though you think I'm late. Because some of my tardiness is to get you out of the place you're in. Because some of us got God on a regiment. Right. I can even clock God, how he going to act. Because I know him. God said, I told you Sunday. He said, you knew me like, but you didn't know me as Jehovah. You trying to clock me the way you used to know me, but you forgot I'm God, you're not. And every now and then, God even busts a move. Now, I don't have to perform because I'm God. But just for your sake, I bust a move on you. I wait till they put you down. I wait till they put you out. I wait till it's all over. And I come in and show you. I wasn't showing them because I already had them under control. It was you I couldn't convince because you didn't believe that it is. Oh, yeah, I'm talking better than y'all shouting. You didn't believe that it is. So I got to wait till it ain't just to show you it is. You could have took my word and came out a whole lot better. Now, are y'all ready for the teaching? Yeah. I hear you already. I hear you. See, God even got to prove you even though you're looking at it. Sister Johnson, remember a long time ago you preached something in the tithes and offering, and she was talking about that God had to minister to the people to believe them, even though they just came out of the miracle and they were still wrestling with, can he perform a miracle? And they still didn't believe it. You think you're learning, but you ain't learned nothing. Because the signature of your learning is the conduct of your believing. Do you believe me now, even though, or do I still got to teach you? Children of Israel, they could have learned a long time ago. It was 40 years later, and they still learning. The same lesson, even though they talking about they learned it. Because it wasn't in your head knowledge. I want to see it on your paper. I want to see you act on it. I want to see you obey what you said you learned. I know what you learned because I'm looking at it. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by what? What is it, y'all? Don't try to come and tell me how spiritual, how what, by, I'm looking for the, to get your report. Because we're in the faith arena. I'm not in the head arena. I'm not in the knowledge arena. You can't get on the rector scale just because you communicated. You got to be walking in it. God said, I'm going to teach you how to get in. Is it all right? Is it all right? See, because sometimes we still looking for the mesmeration. Is that a word? Mesmerize me. Say something I have not said. Say something that sounds more than what I do know. Then I give you credit that we've done something. But no, you know, in any sport, in anything, you know what really wins? Fundamentals. You know, anybody got the penny popping and boom, boom, boom. But Doc, that clock up there ain't going to go to another digit until you make that thing go in that basket. Can you do that? Don't worry about the handles and all that. My question is, can you get that ball in that basket? We spending too much time over here with all them handles. Do you know fundamentally how to make a layup? Can you fundamentally complete the task? Can you fundamentally get in faith? All that's good, Doc. But can you show me where God... The scripture says signs, miracles, and wonders followed. Is anything following all that? Or is that just noise? Is that just impressions? I see you. I see that. God say, because I'm in a season now that I got to demonstrate the power, not articulate. Can you make it happen? I was with a pastor the other day, and they just really got mad with me because I said, I'm here too long, man. We talking about nothing. All right. Nothing, man, nothing. I'm not saying something ain't happening with you, but this is nothing compared to what God want to do. All right. Can we make something happen, or are we just gathering together? You know, you get with some people, they talk about we having a meeting. We ain't accomplished nothing. Man, we was just up in there. I'm looking around. I'm saying, God... No, church, God said, in order for you to grow up and get, the scripture says, occupy till I come. He said, do some business. What business is we getting done? Don't even call me to come to church if we ain't going to do no business. Preach the gospel. I don't want to hear the news and all that. Preach the word. Help me make something happen that ain't been happening. That's productive. That's okay. Now, verse 2. So by it, the elders obtain a good report. Is that right? Then he goes in the hall of fame of those that he used, even us. Your name is up in here. But let's get down to verse 6. I want to go through the text, but stay in the text. But without faith. No, without faith. Not without the power. We focusing on the power and you still ain't in faith. Because the gifts and callings are without repentance. Jesus said, don't rejoice that your name is in the book. I mean, don't rejoice that he used you. Rejoice that your name is in the book. It ain't nothing for God to use one of us. He used an ass. What do that really say about you? Nothing. It just had to get done. You was close thing by. Now I'm somebody, I'm something. No, you're not. The greatest thing is that He used you. Not that you walked in the power. What is that? The power is subject to God. Remember I told you about the three anointings. It's the one that's borrowed. There's anointing that remain. And then there's an anointing that abide. See, there's an anointing that's borrowed. In 2 Kings chapter 6, he says, the axe head has failed. He said, oh Lord, because it was. See, you don't get to borrow the anointing unless you please God. There's an anointing that abide. He said, if you abide with me, I will abide. But then there was an anointing that remained. See, because through your obedience and trust in God, he said, I let this stay upon you. You earned this. You learned to grow in the things of God. Now you're walking under an anointing. See, when you learn to trust God, I don't care what field you in, what ministry in, what business you in, there's an anointing that will remain. See, some of us thinking we're trying to please God. Really, you're trying to get an anointing that will remain because you have pleased God. See, because your signature, your reward is that I allow you to walk under mine. So whatever you're doing, you're anointed now. See, there's a difference between doing it and then to be under the anointing. I'm talking about stuff is drawn to you. I'm talking about people just, man, I was over here and the Lord told me, I walked by you and there's something about, what do? I'm a such and such, but I'm a man of God. I'm a woman. See, there's something about you. I want you to, I understand what y'all saying, but I want that man to do my paperwork. Some folk got to be out there. Look at this. Just look, man, look at this. I got to defy all the rules to get you to. God said, I'm trying to get an anointing that will remain upon you. I'm pulling you up out over and into, but you're going to have to pay attention to me now. Is that one of them rags, a towel, something back there? I got anointing that remaining. Yeah, it was abiding when it was borrowed, but now it's remaining. Oh, thank you. I got one. This godly man of God up here with a handkerchief. What's your name, sir? All right, are you here? It says, but without faith, it's impossible what? Oh, God, if y'all break this stuff down, the pragmatics of faith is pleasing him, but you can't please him until you learn how to obey him, and you don't show him through obeying him that you trust him, and you can't trust him. See, we got too many people that's trying to serve a God they don't even trust. So you can't, if you don't trust them, you will not obey him. You don't have a disobedient problem. You got a trust problem. And because I don't trust him, I can never really love him like I want to. I do, but I can't love him because I have not learned how to. And I can't obey him because I don't trust him. The situation talked to me, not the word. I want to believe, God, that you're going to do everything you're going to do, but I haven't tried it and practiced it long enough to take you at your word, so I still got to try to perform. I got to make some sense out of this. When God says, no, I just want you to stay in faith, because without faith, it's impossible to. You say, well, Pastor, how do I get in faith? Because I do want to trust him. Well, this is how you get in faith. I'm going to give you my word. The Bible says that it was impossible for God to lie. So I'm finna develop this relationship that one day I know you're going to be able to just take me at my word. And I thank God that the problems are not big enough right now. All right. That they big enough to move you, but they ain't big enough to destroy you. All right. But as we grow and grow, you're going to get in a place where this stuff can hurt you. All right. You know, the only problem about getting into ministry or any area of growth is that the more given, the more required. So now I'm in a big situation, but I haven't never learned little faith. So now I'm trying to act on the big situation, but I haven't never developed little faith. Because you got measures. We always given the measure of faith, but based on the measure, the question is, what have you done with your faith since I gave it to you? Have you went from faith to faith? Can you track your faith? Roy, I thank God for you, man of God. See, God loves us enough, he'll start you off. This is the way of the Lord. In the book of Matthew, I'm preaching all of you. In Matthew, the Bible says he took them. He blessed them. Then he broke them. And then he give them. See, he take you from where you was. But when he take you, in order for him to say that you his God, have you to say you his God and you trust, he said, let me start off. I'm going to bless you first. So in all practicality, you have no reason to doubt me. Because I didn't tell you to bless me. I blessed you. But because I'm making you, now I gotta break you. I gotta put you in a situation that I gotta prove that you trust me, Abraham. I know I promised you. I know I blessed you, but I'm trying to get you to this next level of this inheritance. So now I gotta prove you. How do I prove you? I'm gonna have to break you now. I'm gonna have to get some bad stuff on you to get some stuff off of you so that you would know I am God. Oh, I know that's. See, your circumstances is not always the devil. Job. Your circumstances is sometimes God's probability to prove you, to show you that I'm your God. Not only can you trust me, but I also need to know, can I trust you? Because what I'm finna give you, gonna. And if we have not established that rapport, that relationship, I can lose you. See, the worst thing can happen to a ministry, even a minister, a pastor, I can put you in a place too soon. I know you got it coming, but I got to wait till the Lord tell me it's time to put you there. Because if I put you there just because I know you got it, something will come up on you premature. And you ain't been developed to handle what you know you will handle, but you ain't prepared to handle it because you ain't been through nothing. So I got to be wise enough to wait on the Lord. I know you the one. I know you're anointed, but I got to leave you in there until you be made. You have baked right now. I know you've been doing a few things, but you ain't prepared to do the thing that I got prepared for you. So I got to leave you in the cooker a little longer. Oh, you my choice. No doubt about it. But it's not your time. Am I preaching too hard here? See, there's the call and then there's the call after the call. The call is just to take you from this group of people and put you in that group of people. It's not to use you, but it's just to relocate you so you know you just got promoted. But you don't get no business right now. You don't get no action right now, but you just went into a new group. That's your increase. Now I got to leave you in that group and wait on the call that comes after the call. According to the book of Acts, he says, now separate me. They was already separated, but they wasn't made yet. So I need to. God is answering all the questions in one. So you can, you, when you walk out of here, you're not confused. You wonder why God won't use me. Why it's been so long. Why is it? God said, it's not a now time. You already called. That part is separate. But I got to wait on the timing to separate you into that which I got. Because trust me, it's more to it than what you think. And the stuff you've been doing ain't enough to get you there. It was just able to get you here. It was enough to get you called but not chosen yet. So what happened is, even though some was called, they went out before he called them again. I know you heard the first call. I celebrated with you. I came to the appreciation. But it wasn't the time to separate you for the next call. So now you out there and you in a calling and you calling back. What should I do? Oh, I'm preaching to some preachers right now. If you don't hear me, don't worry about it. I'm talking to the preachers in the house. Now you're calling back. What is this? What do that mean? No, you should have stayed back till I called you up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, come on, somebody. Now. Now, same text. We ain't went nowhere. Are y'all still there? See, it's one thing when you can go on and just walk through the text. Sometimes we run by some stuff and it's still oil up in there. Every time you go back in it and turn it, some more juice drip out. See, you don't need a whole lot of oil. You just need real oil. Some folk just got some. It's called sap. It had not turned into oil yet. Oh, man. Wait till I teach you about sap suckers. Because we got some sap suckers. They just been sucking on sap. See, the oil, you understand? Oil is a different compound. It's the art of the apothecary. You can't make oil. You can go generate some sap. You can go get a tree, a squirrel, a monkey, whatever. But you can't make no oil. Oil come from God because it's the good, the bad, and the ugly in your life. See, your oil ain't been made yet. Then it got to go through the crucible. Y'all should let me stay asleep. It's got to go through the crucible. No, it's got to go through the pressure. Your oil ain't authentic until you've been under the pressure. He said, because he brought them out of the furnace of the fire of affliction. Oh, I've been in school. You still ain't anointed. You ain't going to be anointed till you go to hell. Because Jesus can't, you can't never do better than God's signature. He sent Jesus down to hell and brought him back. What hell you been to and came back? You talking about you anointed. You done learned three scriptures, but you ain't been to hell. I'm anointed in this area. Okay, well, talk to me about the hell in that area. Who in hell know you? Come on, somebody. Wait. Paul, I know. John. See, you talking about the sap. I'm talking about the oil. Show me your scar. Oh, y'all better get with me up in here. Show me a scar. I ain't talking about no cut. You bleeding the bad and it's still red. I want to see a scar. Well, the signature of God is saying, I done healed you and made you whole. That's his signature of your approval. Your cut is just mean he working on you. Yeah, you chosen. You one of us, but you ain't finished yet. See, it's one thing. The beauty is just he called me. Sister Amy, he just called me. Now it's time to step back. The scriptures say, hide yourself so you can show yourself. Don't stay out in the front all the time. Go hide yourself. You want to be seen. You don't want to be used. Go hide somewhere and let him work on you. Let him teach you. Now, I want to tell you what I know. Sit down. Because, see, I got to be wiser than you. Because if I listen to what you know and I don't see the signature of God up on you, I get you killed. Because the anointing ain't nothing to play with. Right. Devils and demons is real. I'm anointed to go down there and heal the sick and lay. See, you ain't Sister Adams. Right. You go down there and mess with them drug folks, you don't make it home. Yeah. Oh, them folks got stuff on them now. Yeah. Everybody can't go down there and make it back. Right. You had to already been to hell and back. Right. With the scar. Oh, I've been in ministry, you know, I got healed, delivered from crack cocaine, da 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 da, and now the Lord want to use me. I've been delivered for 6 months. Man, you better go sit down. You go down there and mess with them folk. You be back in the program. Well, what happened to me? Didn't the Lord heal me? Didn't the Lord? Yeah, but he didn't tell you to do nothing. He was still working on you. You just felt better. So now, watch this. So now we're dealing with the faith, the pragmatics of faith, since you don't understand the Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I purposely not desire to use a bunch of text because I want this nail to go in the ground. What is your faith? Talk to me, somebody. What's your faith? Say it loud. Don't be scared. You're in church. The word. The word. I want to say it in case the devil watching. See, because you got to know where is your faith. It's the word. So now what you need to do, open up the back of your Bible. Open up the back of your Bible. First part about being in faith is obedience. Amen. How am I going to lead you? You won't even obey me. Why am I going to the back of the Bible? I know what's back there. I didn't ask you, did you know? I just said open it. Open the back of your Bible. Is it open? Yeah. What is those? That's back there is your what? Your concordance. This is where you go back there and find scriptures. So now I'm looking for a subject. Somebody look in their concordance and tell me a subject. You see the words in there, them real words. Say what? Beginning, victory. Okay, these words are what you use to go locate where your faith is. So say, how many of y'all know all the scriptures in the Bible? Raise your hand, hurry up. I was gonna put you out of the church. Because we don't know all these scriptures. So we need some help. So inside your Bible is built in a help. What you do, you go back in the back, look under the concordance, and now you said victory. So the concordance is going to give you scriptures that got what? You say, I need some food. I need deliverance. I need. So you go back there and get your faith. Now this is John the Baptist, I told you Sunday, John was the voice coming, running through the city, telling, he coming, prepare you the way of the Lord. That was John the Baptist, was the voice. But when I open up this Bible and read these scriptures, I don't need the voice. He already talking. This is the voice of God. It's his son, Jesus. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. Where is Jesus? He was made the volume of your book. So if you want to please God, what pleases God is Jesus. So you need to find out where Jesus is. What did Jesus say? What would Jesus do? Yeah, I want to know, but what did he say? So now, thank you. Now, when you go and find out what he said, now you take that word. I got cards that I carry in my pocket. I switched pants. But, running out of there so quick. But I got cards that I carry in my pocket that I got scriptures on that I ride around and quote. Remember how we used to learn scriptures a long time ago? Remember how you used to learn words? You was in school, you got to get the index cards. You walk around with them. Because you're trying to learn this. So I took the scriptures and put them on the cards. Now I'm eating scripture. I'm in school all the time. Learn the word of God. So now I got a problem. I go to my concordance. Find me a scripture. Now watch this. This is the applying. I got the scripture now. But you know, usually the scripture don't sound practical. It's a scripture. Okay. Make it real simple. I'm in Proverbs chapter 15. You don't have to turn there. I'm just reading this. Verse 9. It says, the way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord, but he that loveth, but he loveth him that followeth after righteousness. So the instructions is what? Follow after righteousness. But what does that mean? You got to go find out. Come on, somebody. See, you got to break it down to where it's pragmatic. I ain't lost nothing. I'm still where I'm at. You got to see, we had the applying. You learned how to go back and put it on. But now I got to make it pragmatic. I got to make it where I can apply it and it become applicable to my daily living. So I got to go find out what does it mean to be righteous. So I got to chase that. And now, how do I get in faith? I act on, stand on what I just found out about being righteous. So now when God comes, He says, will I find the Son of Man in faith? The Bible says when the Son of God comes, will he find the man of God in faith? How will he be in faith? How can he tell he's been in faith? He's standing on the word. And when you stand on the word, what you're saying is, I'm trusting in the word more than I'm trusting in myself, more than I'm trusting in what they're saying. And now God says, now, since you don't, you're in the word, you're applying it, you understand how to go get your pragmatics, amen, get it to come, make it basic common sense that I can apply it to my everyday life. Because some of your scriptures don't make sense right now. Amen. Now look at you, let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11. Help me, Lord. Now, verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that what? He that what? Must what? Believe what? Don't go past it now. Believe what? That he. What I'm telling you is indicative up to your right now. I don't care what it's talking about. You got to believe that. You got to believe that faith. You got to believe that the word I'm standing on. Stay with it. Stay with the text. Don't see, sometimes we get so spiritual, we say what the text did not say. No, say what the text said. Don't add to it and don't take nothing away. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. Him is referring to God. I'm not trying to please them. I'm trying to please. For he that cometh to him, God, must what? Believe that he. But here's the part. And that he is. Oh, yeah. You don't get the reward for coming to church. That's the benefit. You get to come. You don't have to come. Why don't you go beg Willie to come to church? I'm not begging Willie to come to church. Leave Willie alone. Let the devil deal with Willie. The devil persuade Willie. Willie wake up one night looking for the church. He's scratching on the door at 11 o'clock. Man, we don't start till tomorrow morning because the hell will knock at his door. We didn't come up in here because folk were begging us. You came up here because you ran out. Remember when you ran out? Whenever day you got saved, you thank God the church was there. See, we chasing folks that don't want to be caught. You know, when I used to do a drug class, and you know, they always have folks and people come tell me about their loved one. That's my baby out there, and he's still stealing. He still, you know what I'm saying? I say, look here, bless you, woman of God. But I'm just being honest, he still got two more laps in him. Ain't no sense in me going chasing him. Even when I catch him, he ain't caught. Because he ain't through. He's still running on the inside, even though I caught him. Because soon I let him go. No, I'm trying to tell you how this works. So God says, so, for them that come to God must believe that he
is.
And he
is
a
rewarder
of
them.
Now watch this. It's us and them. You can, look, that's why it looks so funny in the church. Because we can't explain, well, how does some of them get it and some of them don't? Because it wasn't mixed with faith with them. See, they took, you got to decide who you're going to be, a us or a them. You can watch both of us, but which one are you going to be? And based on your response to what's being taught, you're going to automatically fit in one of them categories. I don't want to be a them. I didn't say you want to be, but the way you act, and you've already, you made your choice. But he said that them to come to God must believe that he is. Now, that's the hard part because he haven't done it yet, but he said you got to. But you can't believe until you learn how to trust him. And you can't trust him until you obey him. And if you never obey him, you'll never learn to love him. Because when God been good to you, the Bible says the goodness of God that called a man to repent. Yeah. God been too good to us.
Amen.
When you really think of God been good to you.
Amen.
Why you give? Why you come to church? It ain't because the pastor preaching so good. You know the Lord.
Yes.
God been good to me.
Yes.
I would be a fool to act like I don't know.
Amen.
I'm not brand new. God been doing me good for a long time. He healed my body. He delivered me from drugs, crack cocaine. He got me out of penitentiary. God been good to me. You ain't got to persuade me about God. Don't get that big about yourself. I remember the Lord. That's the only reason I'm up in it with you. I remember how good he is. It ain't about what you talking about. I just want to know, do you know him? Yeah. I know him. Don't get it twisted. I want to know if you know him. Because if you know him, you'll sound the same way I'm talking about. God is good.
Yes.
He ain't just stopped being good. He's been good.
Yes.
The question is, how long has he been good to you? Come on, somebody. See, we try to persuade people and convince them, and I'm not wrestling with you. God already been good. I'm not going to disrespect God. Give the Lord a hand of praise. All right, y'all, I'm going to get you out of here. I done got my time and your time, so we're going to get you out. Verse 6, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that what? Then how do you seek him? But we'll talk about that next week, amen. Listen, God... I'm telling you, y'all, the pragmatics is going home, taking your scripture, chasing the text down until it talks to you by application of how to obey him, and then you obey what he just told you. Now you're in faith. Coming to church don't mean you're in faith. It's when you act on what God told you is when you're really in Bible faith. It's called the faith of God. See, the faith, see, not just have faith in God, but do you have the faith of God?
Amen.
Are you standing on the same thing God's standing on? His name is Jesus. God had faith that he sent him down here before y'all even accepted him. But he knew he was going to accept him because he knew you're going to need him. So God so loved the world. Come on, y'all. While you was yet in sin, He wasn't even waiting on your amen. He did it by faith. So without, it's impossible. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Give the Lord a hand of praise. I appreciate your patience and your long suffering tonight. Father,